It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. Rarely do we get to do What's for Breakfast in person, and we are so glad to have in the studio with us Mary the Kayak Lady and her mother Goldie. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Now, Goldie, can you hear us now?
Yes.
All right. Oh. All right. That's good.
I hope so.
So, have you two had your breakfast yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Mom made it.
Oh, what'd you have?
Well, we started out with orange juice and pills. I'm all the way here.
So, what, Goldie? What kind of pills did you have this morning?
Well, I had the high blood pressure pill, and then I just had another pill, and I had vitamin C and vitamin B. I think that takes care of it. It's only four. Oh, and a multiple vitamin.
Multiple, multi-level. Now, I need to know, do you throw them all in the mouth at the same time and throw your head back, or how do you do it?
No, I take one at a time. One pill and a gulp to drink and another pill and on until I get the four down. I can't swallow a big amount at one time, especially pills.
So that's it, orange juice and pills?
I'm sorry?
Oh, just orange juice and pills today?
Oh, no, I had breakfast, then we had cereal with bananas, had milk and cream of some type on the cereal, and then I had tea.
What kind of cereal?
Once in a while, way back, sometimes I'll have toast.
Okay. Oh. Do you remember what kind of cereal it was?
Yeah, so it was mini shredded wheats and Total, I think.
Oh, a combination.
And Cheerios.
A combination, all three?
Sure. Variety.
Mom does this every morning. She takes out three or four bags of cereal and puts them in the bowl and mixes it all up. And we often argue about how much is in the bowl. It's either too much or too little.
So, how is it today? Too much or too little?
Too much, but we ate it all.
So you're taking individual boxes. You don't put it all into one and then pour it. Wow.
No, I pour individual for Mary and individual for myself. Then we get, I don't know what, I just always pour milk, but she has something other.
These little probiotic bottles, that it's really tasty. And it's good for your immune system, and we're both on B vitamins for stress.
Well, but it sure looks like you both are under a lot of stress.
No.
Probiotics, can't they come up with a better name for that to put in your cereal?
Well, they've got some fancy morning breakfast thing, but in reality, it's probiotics.
Probiotics.
See, now, I was told to take probiotics after the Lyme's. I was been taking the antibiotic for Lyme's, and people said, take probiotic as soon as you're off of that. And I didn't really know what they meant, but I could get something I could pour in my cereal.
Yeah, it's like these little active
bottles. Oh, I see what you're saying.
At the store,
yes.
And they're a little spongy.
That's what it is?
But yeah, and we just put it on the cereal and then put milk in there because like 80% of your immune system is in your gut. And then, you know, this is a pretty painless way to build up your immune system and keep it healthy and sweet.
So, Goldie, you mentioned the name word stress. You don't appear to be under a lot of stress.
Sometimes?
Is it because of Mary or what?
Oh, just an assortment of anything and everything. A lot of things, I just, you know, I don't pay a lot of attention to some stuff. I just let it fly over my head if it wants to. And
What does give you stress?
Oh, I guess when all of a sudden when I realize I got 10 minutes, do this, do that, and everything, and be in the car and ready to go.
Okay, all right.
Now, John, I don't know if you know this about Goldie, but she's someone I admire because she has something called a bucket list.
Oh, she's got the bucket list? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, I have a bucket list, all right.
Can you describe what a bucket list is? What is it?
Well, the bucket list, I never heard of it, and I was with Polly Eddington. She used to work at the library here in town. We had lunch one day, and she says, how's your bucket list coming? And I kind of gave her a funny look, and I says, I don't know what you're talking about. She says, well, it's a list you make of 100 things or more before you leave us, or you kick the bucket. And so I started my list right then and there. Of course, I cheated on her because at my age, I'm not going to go back and do a lot of things that I had done, like jump from the airplane and going up in a hot air balloon and just a lot of things, you know.
You've done those things?
Sure. Why not? You only live once.
I like it.
And what, now, what's your latest
And how
thing?
Old are you?
How we old can, am I?
Yeah.
I'm only 88.
Oh, you're young.
Yes. Well, I had little Bell. Little Bell was about that much taller than I am. And anyway, she's passed on now in the last year. But she was 99. And she always said she felt so tall standing next to me. Maybe about a half inch or so. But anyways, we got along. And, of course, she gave up driving, and I was still driving. In fact, I supposedly think I'm still driving. Haven't since I got up here, though.
So what's next, Goldie, what's next on the bucket list?
Oh, I don't know.
Couple things.
Well, last week was a bucket list thing. Goldie made her appearance in the Flash Mob Paul Bunyan video.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, we did that last week over in Bemidji.
Now, what people did was dress up as Paul Bunyan in the plaid shirt, and they walked through Art in the Park. A lot of the people, men or women, I saw, had mustaches. In fact, Mary, I saw a mustache.
I had a beautiful mustache.
Really?
Yeah, but Goldie,
I look good with a mustache.
Goldie, what? You didn't have a mustache.
You didn't want a mustache?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess I just don't go for those things.
And she didn't get her face painted when we were in Africa either. The rest of us got our face painted, but Mom said no.
So you didn't want to get your face painted either, huh?
That's right. I guess I did that when I was small.
Yeah.
And everything for Halloween, times like that.
Yeah. When you were like 10 years old, what did you get for Halloween when you went to people's houses?
You know, I don't even remember. I live back in St. Joe, Missouri, and I'm honestly, truly telling you this.
I believe you.
We didn't know anything about tricks or treats.
You didn't?
I didn't know a thing about till I got back into Olathe, Kansas. I lived with my grandparents for a year, and I guess that was the year I was 10. Then when I went back to live with my folks in Olathe, and that's first time I ever heard about tricks or treats.
Did you ever trick or treat? Did you ever go out?
Oh, I don't know. I might have, but I don't really
just
believe
don't remember.
I did.
You know, those were depression days.
Yeah.
So
things
might have been a little lean.
Yeah, probably a little lean.
Well, and we didn't get any. If we did, they'd have to see. My grandparents ran this bakery, and we lived up above in an apartment of the bakery. And it was kind of like a duplex. My grandparents lived. Well, we were here. There was a hallway, and we had to go across the hallway to get to my grandparents. And so everybody had to come up all those steps. Nobody wanted to, as far as I know. As I said, I didn't know much about tricks or treats till I went to Olathe, Kansas.
Olathe, Kansas. All right.
Boy, that bakery must have smelled great, living above a bakery.
I'm sorry?
It must have smelled great.
Oh, yes. If I wanted anything, I used to run down the steps and just take it off with a big pan, cinnamon rolls, fresh ones every day, or donuts. And then for something special on a Saturday night or early at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning, they made what they called mellow cream donuts.
Mellow cream?
Oh. And boy, it's the first bite felt in your mouth. You didn't even have to bother to try to chew. They were really very good. And, of course, they didn't make them often. Because a lot of people, you know, it was during the Depression, more or less.
Yeah.
And so if they had that was quite a treat.
So, Goldie, what kind of jobs have you had in your lifetime?
Well, my dad had a dry goods store in Olathe, Kansas, and I worked there for years, and then I went down to El Paso, Texas. My folks had moved down there, and I worked in the shoe department of W.A. Greene's.
W.A. Greene's.
There in Dallas. And then, I don't know, then, of course, I married Bob, So we kind of traveled around a little, being he was in the Navy. And I didn't do anything when we first got married. And then I figured out I'm not going to sit home in a one room in Dallas, Texas, while he was there. And I went for this W.A. Green company. They were 12 flights, had a small kitchen, and they had some gal do some cooking if you wanted to really eat, or you could bring your own lunch.
Okay.
And after that, well, I don't know. Just bumming around, I guess.
Sounds perfect.
You worked your butt off at the resort.
They had a resort.
Yes, we had the resort for 35 years, back of the moon. It's on the very north end of, we always said Big Bass Lake because there were so many small ones around and so many bass lakes. That was 14 miles out of Grand Rapids.
So is it like Cohasset area back then?
We were on the north of Bass Lake.
We were straight north of Cohasset, which, of course, cut down, but, of course, most of them wanted more than what Cohasset had to offer, so they'd all go to town.
Hmm. Now, you two are living together. Who's the clean one and who's the dirty one?
A combination of both.
Mom keeps the sink in the kitchen and the dishes sparkling clean, and it's wonderful. I haven't done the dishes in months, and once, you know, I didn't do the dishes, so I just went down to Walmart and bought more spoons and bowls, but not anymore.
Gotta save our money for something else, something more exciting than more dishes.
That's true. That's Mary the Kayak Lady and her mother Goldie. They're our guests this morning in studio on What's for Breakfast. Now, I don't know if you know this, John, this is a very exciting time in Mary the Kayak Lady's life. She's almost reached her goal. There, you know, there's 1,007 lakes in Itasca County. She has one?
I have one lake left. I paddled 1,006, and I can't even count that high.
What? So, Mary, I was reading about that. Did you have a plan that this was going to be your last lake? Did you?
Just by default, my friend Renee Gibbons lives on Rice Lake, and for years she said, come on out, we'll paddle it together, and thank God we never did. So now Rice Lake, which is only like 10 miles west of Grand Rapids and has a public access.
Easy.
Is easy, and so everybody's invited to come join us on Saturday, August 7th. From 9 to 11.
Okay. She's got a book coming out. This is very exciting.
And from what I can tell from your PR stuff, it looks like you have some great, the paintings or the illustrator.
I thought it was a painting, too.
It's not a painting?
It's not a painting. Everything in the book is actually a photograph, and the cover photographs were taken by Derek Montgomery, who was Sam Cook's photographer at the Duluth.
Oh, it looks like a painting.
It does look like a painting. Everything was just set right, and the cover is very pretty. It's very exciting. And the book itself has 40 full-color photographs.
Cool.
Yeah, 160 pages.
So is it like a journal? Describe the book.
You know what it is? It's a memoir of my 15 seasons of kayaking all the lakes in Itasca County. And sometimes the chapters, there's 21 chapters, sometimes those chapters aren't even about being on the lake. Because sometimes the adventure was just getting to the lake or trying to find the lake.
Yeah. How long has this adventure been going on?
Well, 14 years ago this week I started paddling. It has been 15 seasons, so it averages out to about 67 or 68 lakes a year that I've paddled.
I think I almost remember when you started. I remember coming into KXC.
KXC has been very good to me and interviewed me through the years. And Phenology Show has heard a lot about bog plants.
So how does it feel? I'm always just really impressed when someone sets a goal like you did. How does it feel that you're almost there? Did you think you'd make it?
It feels like a dream. And someone yesterday said, is it bittersweet? And really, it isn't. I love that this project has happened. And no, I won't quit kayaking. And I don't know what I'll do next. I'm sure something will come along. But it's been an amazing project, and what I've learned about myself, learned about our county and the people and the environment has been amazing. So it's not a sad thing at all. It's really exciting, and it doesn't quite seem real. And, you know, when I started kayaking 15 seasons ago, I never dreamed that I'd get to all 1,007 lakes. That wasn't my intent, and I never dreamed I'd write a book. But You know, if you just open yourself, here's great things that can happen for all of us.
So, Goldie, you're proud of her?
Sure, very much so. I'm also proud of my son.
Okay. Good.
Thanks, Mom.
I have two of the world's most wonderful children that were ever born.
All right. What's your son's name and where is he?
His name's Robert Irish Scheidler Jr. He was named after his dad.
Okay.
And he lives on Deer Lake, right out of Grand Rapids.
Oh.
14 miles,
yeah.
I guess.
And tomorrow's his birthday.
Huh?
Tomorrow's his birthday.
Yes.
You going to bake a cake? Is that a tradition you always had to do, is bake cakes?
Oh, well. Well,
tell about that purple cake you tried to bake for him when he was a teenager. He wanted a purple cake.
A purple cake?
Yeah.
How did it work out?
Guess who? Oh, I just took a lot of red dye, you know, the food coloring,
yeah,
and had that mixed in with the flour and everything like that. It came out, it wasn't quite purple, but it was, it tasted like the cake, but she didn't like the color, but after we got it. So I baked another cake that day. So what else was new?
So have you gone, Goldie, have you gone kayaking at all or not?
No,
okay.
I don't swim. I never learned to swim when I was growing up, and consequently, I don't swim. But I'll get in a boat. I don't even wear a life preserver when I get in the boat, being I don't swim, but then I'm here.
So,
I guess that's what counts.
Goldie, when did you do the, you jumped out of a plane? You did the
We did. We went skydiving.
How old were you when you went skydiving?
82.
Oh my.
And she was not even afraid.
Really? Looking out that
what
door?
About you? What about you, Mary?
It changed my life. I preached a sermon on it. A leap of faith. I've never been so scared in my life.
So, Goldie, you looked out that plane and you weren't even afraid?
Not especially so.
Would you have been afraid 30 years ago, 40 years ago?
I don't know. I might have been. I think about a neighbor. I grew up, we lived in St. Joe, Missouri for a while. And my grandparents ran the bakery and about two or three stores, grocery stores and mixture in there. Some guy in the grove that owned it, somebody offered him a plane ride. He says, I'll go under one condition, if I can take a can of dirt with me so I still feel I'm on Earth instead of in the air. Well, I can tell you his name. His name was Grinspan.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
He had the grocery store and two or three stores down. There was another grocery store.
No,
that was the bakery.
When you jumped out, was somebody holding on to you, or were you all by yourself?
Oh, I was.
Somebody
attached.
Was on behind. Yeah.
Yes, he was attached.
Was he a good guy? Was he?
Oh yes, real good.
What was the landing
problems?
What was the landing like?
I tried to help stop it. In fact, I went flat on my face, all spread out like this. And I had on a pair of brand new black stacks, and I thought, oh, God, there goes the knees and those. Nothing. Everything came. I guess I must be the odd one. Everybody else can do everything, but I'll get it another way somehow or other.
Fantastic. Well, listen, for being on What's for Breakfast, you guys, we've never had two before really like this. You get a choice of something. You either get wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal. Now, you guys, can you do this amicably? Is this okay? Who wants to make the decision on what you get?
Well, go ahead, Mom.
What do you want? Wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal? Now, this country blend cereal, Goldie, has a lot of cracked wheat and cracked rye and cracked wild rice in it. So I don't know if that turns you on.
Okay, so I'll try that.
Well, I don't want to push it on you.
Or do you want pancakes?
Either one.
All right, we're going with country blend cereal.
If I get too hungry, I'll order the pancakes, too.
There you go. And you can put a little bio-something in this cereal.
Probiotics.
Nice. A little banana.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for supporting KEXE, and can't wait to hear more about your kayak project. Mary the Kayak Lady, your mother, Goldie. Thanks for coming in today.
You're more than welcome. I really enjoyed it.
If
I know
it was
going to be this good, I'd have been here earlier.
You're listening to The Morning Show on KEXE Grand Rapids. Coming up in this hour, Aaron Wenger.
We'll be friends and they will see exactly what friends can be. Bilates balloon.